West. Oh, here we go. This is the Melted West Connection video cast. We are back after a couple weeks of just doing podcast only.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, there's Chris. If you saw the video pop up, there's Chris. I'm Jeremy here. Website's mwcconnection.com, and we felt today was a great day to discuss media days, even though we, or me, recorded the podcast yesterday, but we can't have too much media day talk, right?
Right. No. No, especially after last year when I was kind of like messing around on the media and kind of sending in Twitter questions, and you did most of the coverage this year. So, I mean, talking about media days is actually a lot of fun just because you get to really see what the official hype is.
Definitely. Like, there's, like, you see Nevada, they are, their representatives, I wrote something earlier today, they're upset of being ranked fourth in their division. We'll go through the division rankings, but their defense lineman, if I had his name in front of him, he wrote so many things, but basically he's very upset that they're ranked fourth and they're in the, if the division's correct, they're in the Mountain Division, right?
No, West. They are in the West Division.
I need to get to, I figure, they're the one team I forget about, because I figured they're ahead of Hawaii and UNLV. They're in the West, but it was their defensive lineman, Jordan Hansen, he was just pissed about them being ranked fourth. And memo to him, your defense is what needs to get better. Your offense is going to be just fine with Cody Fajardo, Brandon Wimberly. I think Don Jackson's likely to be their starting running back there. I think it's a defense that needs to pick up. So that type of same thing with Tim Cornette at UNLV. He was upset that nobody got first-team all-conference from UNLV, himself included, which running back's pretty deep in the Mountain West. So stuff like that happened, which is always fun to hear when people actually put a microphone and say, hey, what do you think about this? And they actually give you a decent answer.
Right, and I mean, that it's telling me that I'm muted. What the
hell? I can hear you just fine.
Okay. And, like, I don't know. It's one of those things that, like, seeing how many people are really, you know, at these media days, how many of these athletes are being interviewed, and when you say, hey, what do you think about being ranked fifth best running back? Well, of course you're going to say that you're the best running back or whatever.
Of course.
But, you know, I think Nevada really took to a personal insult. Well, which is understandable considering that they've been ranked in terms of the WAC and into the Mountain West, you know, second, third, consistently in the division.
Overall, this puts them like eighth or ninth, like overall for point.
Yeah. Overall.
This puts them at ahead of Wyoming at eighth place.
Yeah, which is, I mean, you and I have talked about it before. You and I have talked about, we did the podcast with Nevada Wolfpack, right?
Yeah. Keegan.
And we kind of, you know, talked about Nevada, whether they're going to make a bowl game or not. And so we reasonably said that they're probably going to be probably finishing sixth total.
Yeah.
Right? You know, third in their division. But this, I mean, the media polls, and by the way, we don't get a media vote.
Well, if we could have been to Las Vegas, if you can attend, you can get a vote. And I was unable to get down there, so I'm pretty sure we'd be welcome because we've gone to the basketball media or basketball tournament, and we were pretty good with the league. And if we can ever get down there, if you're able to get down there, credentials, you'll get a vote.
Right. And so, like, I'm pretty sure you and I would have probably ranked Nevada. No, we would have ranked Nevada the same place.
I would have put them fourth in their division. Their division's very difficult. They're behind. Here's how it works out for the West Division. Fresno got 39 of the 41 first place votes, followed by San Diego State, San Jose State, who each split a vote. And then Nevada's fourth. I could see Nevada being better than maybe San Jose State because I've talked about this to different places. It's a look what they did last year to this year from the WAC to the Mountain West for Nevada. They struggled quite a bit in some of the games. They lost to UNLV. Lost to some bad teams. Didn't they lose to UNLV last year?
No.
That's
no.
Sorry. That was
sorry. Don't sorry. Forget about
My,
that.
The can. No, I apologize. They maybe I forget who it was. They lost somebody they shouldn't have last year. But they're being in fourth. It's where they should be. They're reasonably close to San Jose State. They're probably going to make a bowl game. But it's their defense. If their defense can improve, they will. They could contend. If their offense will, it's probably. What offense is better overall? Fresno, San Jose State, or Fresno, maybe Boise State, San Jose State. Their offense is right there, top four in the league overall.
Yeah, no,
but the defense, like I joked, I was on some radio station, Colorado Springs, and joked about that South Florida game last year. That opening game, the two deep bombs to beat them, and they should have won.
Hell, I'll even give a better example. And that was, and you know what? That was two touchdowns in 14 seconds.
Yes.
That was absolutely pathetic. I was going to give the Arizona game.
Yes.
Nevada has a tendency to snatch defeat in the jaws of victory.
Yes. And we'll see how it goes, but being four, that's where they should be at. That's all there is to it. They could be upset about it, but they're not the eighth overall team. Like, if you go overall, if you go by points, they're right by – I don't know how they're behind Air Force, really, because I don't think
– No, they should be ahead of Air Force and Wyoming.
But it goes by division. So if you go by division, because when you split them up, there was not an overall vote. You voted top six for this division, top six for that division. And so that's where they technically overall – but they might even be better than Utah State perhaps this year. But in the other division is in the Mountain Division, Boise State ranked number one. They got the most points overall, 245 to Fresno's 243. Utah State. I'm wondering who voted for Utah State.
Right? I want to know who. Was it somebody from the Deseret News?
Deseret, I don't know if they have anybody. It could be Kyle Goon from the Salt Lake Tribune. He covers Utah State. I wonder if it's him. They do host Boise State at home, so that's obviously a Friday night game. And so that's where I think it could have been him. I don't.
Stephanie Lowe.
Our favorite San Diego
She managed to, vote, Fresno State and San Diego State as the two division winners.
You never know how that could work out. But
I have no clue.
Are there any surprises out of any of these positions of what teams are at?
Well, I'm surprised that Utah State got a first-place vote. No, but me personally, I'm surprised that New Mexico is picked to finish last.
Yes, almost. Right there with you. Not last. They UNLV got more votes than New Mexico.
I mean, come on, guys.
Seriously. I wrote something about looking there, and they understand where they're at. I put a thing like on their website, just basically the Mountain West. They got to prove it, which is the case. But they had five games within a touchdown last year that they could have won, including Boise State. And I don't see how they got less votes than UNLV, which is weird. I kind of thought them or Colorado.
They only got four more votes than Hawaii.
I know, and Hawaii's dreadful. Unless Taylor Graham pulls something out, and him and Billy Ray do very good things. It's going to be difficult.
I mean,
I'm just thinking that's the only way. You know what I mean? They lost Will Gregory, lost a running back. They have an injured running back as well, I believe, who might miss part of the early part of the season.
Yeah, but even if they have an injured running back, okay, so.
Defense.
You got Cole Gauchy. You got Caruso Gongbe. You have. Casey
Carrier, first all conference running back.
Yeah, Casey Carrier. I mean, you've got three guys right there. If one of them's injured, the other
special
can
teams
easily
player of the year as well. Chase Clayton, who gives a special teams player, and he's a wide receiver as well.
So, seriously, like, what possessed them to vote New Mexico
the shadow of Mike Locklear?
Last. The shadow of Mike
The ghost of Mike Locklear.
Football has been around for 1 year. He was in his year zero stage, and he doubled the amount of wins of Locksley.
Yeah, she had
three. We're out of the shadow of Locksley.
I'm just saying, I'm trying to think. I guess the perception, and that's why, because if you look at this too, if you look at the all-conference team, Fresno State got seven first-team players, Boise State just three. But yeah, Boise State has the most votes overall, so it's kind of the same thing. They're going to get the benefit of the doubt because they've always been good. Boise State, they've always had great players, great offense, great defense. Even when they're not very good last year on offense, they won the league. So it kind of goes both ways. Prove it to me, then we'll vote you higher.
You know what? And I'll tell you my other surprise. My other surprise, and you might disagree with me here, I really am kind of surprised that San Jose State also got a first-place vote, but they were extremely close to San Diego State in terms of their predicted finish in the division. Like, yeah, I mean, nine votes, it's not a lot.
No, that's just, assuming you got six for first place, that's somebody, couple split in second or third place votes. Like an assumption, they probably got, 60-40, maybe 65, 55-45 for that second, third place. I don't see anybody putting San Jose State fourth, perhaps. I could see that behind Nevada, not many, but a couple. That is a little bit of surprising. I am kind of surprised with, on the other side, Air Force again getting so many points. They're kind of the default team because they'll be competitive, and Wyoming wasn't very good last year for stuff they've done. So I'm kind of not surprised that they're third, but the gap between Air Force One, I mean, which is 143 to 116, so I kind of thought that was a bit much. Because, heck, if Wyoming, if Robert Heron, who missed, what, 8 games last year, if he's on target, oh, geez, I
Wyoming's a ball team.
I put in, like, a dark horse contender to – I seriously think if they can get that going, get a decent running game, they have a shot to maybe win that part of the division, perhaps.
So, okay, so let's talk about that real quick, though. And you mentioned the key word, dark horse.
Yes, dark horse, yes.
Dark horse.
Takes a lot to get that right, but yeah.
So, if you were to pick a dark horse, maybe a conference winner, maybe a dark horse bowl team, who would it be? Because obviously, I mean, they didn't talk about this too much in the media days, but,
no.
You know.
I got to pull up some schedules here, but if I'm going to go, what do you consider a dark horse, first of all? Is San Jose State winning the West Division a dark horse?
I consider that a dark horse.
If we go by the votes, yeah. Well, not
just the votes. I think based off votes, skill set. Obviously, I think they're less of a dark horse than maybe Nevada winning the division, because obviously somebody did trust them enough to pick them to win the division. I'm talking about nobody picking them to win.
Okay, did not get a first place vote.
Yeah, did not get a first place vote.
Think of that. Do you have anybody on top of your head right now that you can think of?
Honestly, Nevada.
Nevada. Okay. I could. Let me see who they're playing really quick. Not that this could turn into a preview, which we'll probably do again later on. But
their non-conference schedule is going to kill them. But I mean, just within the conference alone.
Yeah, because they play UCLA, Florida State on the road. They got rid of the Oregon game, which geez, that would have been brutal if they kept all three. See, because in conference, yeah, they got San Diego State. Well, here's the thing: they go to San Diego State and Boise State and Fresno State.
You can win 2 out of those 3.
True. But and going by their division, they
and
are,
you only need to win your division. Just remember that.
Correct. So they could let's just say they lose to Boise State. They got to beat Fresno. See, they got to beat Fresno and San Diego State, in my opinion. I don't think they can, because you still did win your division, but still, it's not like intra division games only count. Like Nick Saban or whoever said in the SEC, let's just do intra division games to or Steve Spurrier. So let's just have the East games count only. West game again, East versus West don't count as much. So they still need to win 2 or 3. If they go that route, they have to beat, in my opinion, San Diego State and Fresno to avoid any tiebreaker situation.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to go dark horse, why not? I'm going to go Wyoming. You can laugh at me all you want.
No, I'm not going to laugh.
I'm just because they have Brett Smith. The quarterback position is so deep. Because Derek Carr, who we didn't mention, player of the year offensively for the league. But then you got, who do you put next in line? I assume David Fells. Those are the top two consensus. After him, Cody Fajardo, Brett Smith, Joe Southwick, and Cole Gauchy right there. Where would you put Brett Smith maybe? And Chucky Keaton as well.
Chucky Keaton,
then maybe Brett Smith.
I would put my top 5 quarterbacks. I'd put Carr, Fails, Fajardo, Keaton. I'll put Southwick over Smith.
Okay, but we've seen he's a good quarterback. If he could stay in the game and not get kicked out one game last year, I believe.
Yeah.
He also got injured. If he can stay healthy, I don't know. They got him to Wyoming, and if he can get going and stay fine, and then Robert Herring had that nasty injury last year. I'm trying to pull up his numbers, but I think he had 8 touchdowns in 4 games, averaged nearly 20 yards of reception. If he can get going, because they lost DJ May, I think, for the whole year, most year of running back. So that's difficult. The running game's difficult to predict how they're going to finish or what they're going to really do. But I could see why. I mean, if you want dark horse, why not? They have Heron and Smith is a good combination.
I will say
that's the best is almost as good as Carr to Adams.
Yeah.
Here's the stat: 8 games, 8 touchdowns, 21 yards per reception.
Okay, so I'm gonna go along with that. Okay. And this is the reason why I'm gonna go along with that. Brett Smith, remember, Brett Smith's only a sophomore. Or is he a junior this year?
He's a junior now.
He's a junior now. He has as much potential as Derek Carr.
Okay.
With what he can do with his offense. As does Herod. Whether they live up to that potential versus the teams they play or not is completely up to them.
Here's part of it, too. In his freshman year, he started all 13 games. 20 TDs, 11 interceptions. Next year, with Heron out for most part of the season, increased to 27-6. He increases percentage by about 1.5%, which is negligible, really. Threw for about 200 more yards, and he did rush for quite a bit less, which I think they need to get him to. They probably have to this year get him to run the ball a bit more, just to make some moves. Because I'm not exactly sure what happened, why that wasn't the case, or I can't remember. If he can get back to 500 or 600 yards and have Heron full time, that offense is going to be pretty good. It's just a defense. They do have Blair Burns, who's freshman All American 2 years ago, one of probably the fifth best DB. He didn't make the first team all list because it's stacked with Darren Smith, Ben Wooker, couple other guys I can't think of off the top of my head who made the all conference team, but he's probably the number five guy. If he can make some plays and get some picks instead of knocking the ball down, they have potential. They're not going to be a bad team at offense, but they just need to have a running game and a defense show up, because who they play, like, here's their schedule really quick, kind of a tough games. They go to San Jose State and Boise State, and Utah State. So they do have some tough games, but they get Fresno at home, which will be pretty big game there, even though it's going to be on that Mountain West network. We're probably taking too much time on this, but they'd probably be my best dark horse team with the most potential to win the league.
Okay.
And did you, real quick, we didn't discuss this for a second. Did you see who won, reached the price to win Defensive Player of the Year? Not DeMarcus Lawrence.
Wow.
Darren Smith.
I disagree with that.
I was shocked to him, like, that's going to be Lawrence. It's no brainer. Smith had good stats, so last year did pretty good, but I looked at Lawrence. I didn't realize Lawrence missed 2 games last year and still put up the most those stats.
That's why, yeah. I mean,
I was surprised by that, because yeah, he played in only 11 games, still led the league and tied for league in stacks. Or not, excuse me, not sacks, tackles for loss, and played 2 less games. So
yeah,
that's where I was like, But that was kind of interesting there. And then some other stuff, let's kind of get into like the peripheral stuff a little bit. There was the, because everybody says all these different things for me. The biggest thing overall is like shocked the crap out of me, essentially. Derek Carr last year played the whole season with a torn abdominal muscle.
Oh,
torn in the preseason.
Okay,
and look what he did.
So, obviously, you were a former athlete.
I haven't done water polo in a while. Yes, I keep going for a former Division I athlete, yes.
Former Division I athlete. And so I would assume that you know something about the body. Tell me, where is your abdomen?
Your stomach, lower stomach. Right above your hip, essentially.
Right. And so, in terms of body mechanics, what do you need to use to throw a ball?
Your body. I played water polo. If your abdomen's done, outside of just swimming, it would be difficult in treading water. But you're going to be, you got this motion, either football, like you move your body side to side, and everybody knows your abdomen, right? Right by your gut, if you have a gut, or if you have abs, down there.
Right. We're going into, let's go into the science of this real quick.
Yeah.
Or the medical stuff like this. You said it exactly right. I mean, on a physiology level, to throw a ball, your lower abdomen is down here. And this, I mean, I'm going to stand up to kind of show an example. Let's see. This is going to look ridiculous, but I'm going to try it anyway.
Go for it.
So, mechanistically, the way you throw a ball, right, you throw and come forward. Your whole lower abdomen is down here, right?
Yeah.
So, you're always consistently moving it. You have a tear here, it causes excruciating pain. I mean, depending on how bad the tear is.
He said it hurt when he sneezed.
Okay. So let's go ahead. I mean, obviously, I want to see the medical note saying the guy has a teared abdomen because
he had to have hernia surgery in January.
I feel that it's completely hard to believe that you play a full season with a torn abdomen. That sounds just absolutely ridiculous. But if indeed that was the case, Derek Carr has my vote not only for Player of the Year, but possibly Superman of the Year, because that is absolutely ridiculous. Because
also, that was a criticism, like, when we put that list up, that top 10 originally. Why is he number one? He can't handle pressure. Well, if you can't move side to side, you're going to not want to take it. You're not going to try to run or roll out or do a... He said by week three, none of his teammates knew, just the coaches and training staff. They had to change practice setup. They couldn't do the zone read option play, which apparently is going to be pretty big in the Tim Bruder offense. And if they only use part of the playbook and he's hurt, imagine getting hurt in the stomach and you have a, like, say your stomach's sick from whatever, you ate too much, you worked out, you do too many sit-ups, you know how that feels, something like that. And you take a helmet to the gut, a shoulder to the gut, you fall on the turf. So they're lucky they had as good offensive line as they had last year, and they can have this, whatever they're going to do, bootleg play action, read option with Josh Quezada and the other running back there is going to split time. They're going to be, geez, it's impressive.
One thing, though, and this comes back to medical. If I was Carr's doctor, I would not have let him play.
Don't know how bad, because it could be one of those things where it can't really get any worse. It's just going to hurt as much as it is.
Right, but, I mean, why not do the hernia surgery in the middle of the season?
Because that takes a while to recover from.
So, basically, I mean...
Here's the thing. It must not have been that bad if he could sit back there and take hits and play. You know what I mean? I'm not saying he's not hurt. I'm saying it's one of those things where... In the moment, it hurts so bad, but once you rest, it's not, you know what I mean? It's like you're going to get hurt. It's not going to get any worse. And in the moment, it hurts as bad as it is. But once you are playing after the fact, you're good to go. You know what I mean? You just rest and you're fine.
Yeah. I also want to know how he tore his lower up. Well, you said spring training. Or
he said during practice. Of some sort. So also the other news was the David Fells, we all know kind of where he went around. He came from, he was at Nevada, backup Kaepernick, and when he saw him tearing it up in the pistol, he's like, I'm bolting, I'm out of here. Then he went to junior college. I'm having a few, we have a visitor with us this evening.
But, hi, person!
But basically, he wanted to go to Wyoming, and Wyoming said, Dave Christensen, you can walk on and back up Brett Smith. At the time, whatever, but this is a future first-round NFL draft pick for this year. So he's like, I want to go play at Nevada and Wyoming. So that was kind of interesting note that he wanted to walk on and do that.
Yeah.
It's like, revenge is mine. That's what he wants.
Well, he totally took the revenge, right? Hopefully he takes it this year.
I think it's kind of odd to walk on. It's like, I don't know the situation when it was, but it seems kind of like, well, that stuff happens. And that's the tidbit you get at media days. Like, yeah, I want revenge against them.
Yeah. Obviously, we talked about... or you guys have beaten the death in terms of post being a dead horse or whatever that phrase is with the no word on the title game or the details.
I wrote one thing about it, two things. I wrote about if there's a big announcement, it should come this. That's when it should come. And then when there's nothing, I'm like, why is there nothing? And all it was coming out was from the Idaho Statesman. I think it spoke to Brett Murphy or yeah, that's the name, Brian Murphy, right?
Yeah, Brian Murphy. Surf.
Yeah. Basically saying, we're still in negotiations, and he made it seem like with CBS. And so I'm assuming the game will be on CBS, but how do you not have that set up now, a month before the season begins?
Especially with SEC title game being on CBS.
So my assumption is it's on CBS. Here's the thing. Pac-12, Big Ten, SEC, ACC are all on Saturday. Max on Friday night. So I figured, like, oh, we'll do a lead-in to the SEC game. But that game could be, what, 12:30 Eastern? That's not going to play if you're playing at San Jose State, at Fresno, at Boise. That's a 10:30, 9:30 kickoff. However, right. Why not put it after if they're going to be on a great – my thinking, if they're still negotiating, it's going to be on regular CBS.
Yeah.
Because if it's on CBS Sports, stick it on at 5 Eastern on Saturday afternoon and let it get lost in the shuffle and get 500,000 people to watch.
Nobody's going to watch CBS Sports on a championship Saturday.
They're not going to realize it's – in my DirecTV, it's like, what, 600 or ESPN all together. Everybody knows where your local channels are.
I don't get CBS Sports, so you know.
Well, true, that too. It's not on as lower tier. Like, it's on a higher tier. But then, if they go Friday night, if it's on CBS Sports, that's not a big deal. It's just a Mac game. That would be okay.
Yeah.
However, plus Saturday night. Do you ever watch regular TV Saturday night or record anything on Saturday night?
Just football.
Sure, if it's a football or maybe a movie, like HBO does their new movie Saturday night, you may record that. But how much regular scripted program do you watch on Saturday night during, say, February?
Saturday Night Live.
Nothing. Yes, Saturday Night Live. So it's not like CBS is going to be missing out on those rating points for watching a 48 Hours rerun or something.
Right? Yeah.
So that's why. Put it at 8 Eastern. Go up against the ACC, Big 10, whatever's going on, Big 12. The Big 12 game, which they may have like a big game that end of the weekend.
American Conference Championship game.
Sorry, Rutgers versus Louisville or Cincy versus Louisville in December, whatever that is. But I'm just shocked that wasn't done. That should have been handled. And then apparently the bowl stuff is not official either.
Yeah. Well, I mean it's official, but it's not official. I mean, they're still trying to get their finalized contracts worked out. And so, you know, and I'm not really bothered by that. Like, because we know that the bowl games are essentially set in stone. And so that being said, you know, I personally think that the Mountain West will have 7 bowl teams this year.
Christmas Bowl, here we come.
Christmas Bowl. Christmas LA. Bowl, no. No.
That'd be the 7th bowl.
There is going to be a Mountain West team in a BCS bowl this year.
This year? Okay, about that. Did you see the comment by San Diego State saying
BCS? Yes!
Which, and my first, I'm the same as you. I was doing the podcast yesterday. I just kind of started laughing. I'm like, okay, really, San Diego State? Think about it. It makes sense, though. If you win the league, your odds are you're going to a BCS game, right?
Yeah, they're pretty darn good, but San Diego State has to go undefeated. And so
if I go to my
handy-dandy football schedules.
Ohio State, week 3 on the road to the Horseshoe, L.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe. Why, are you optimistic on that game?
No, I'm not optimistic on that game. However, look, Cal almost beat Ohio State last year at the Shoe.
Sure, week 2.
Oregon State, I think they can win.
They get them at home. That's a big deal. They're a pretty good team.
Eastern Illinois, New Mexico State, cake games. At Ohio State, if that's the biggest game you're prepping for outside of Boise State, and it's early in the season, if Rocky Long can do what Chris Peterson does to prep basically the teams for the at the beginning of the year, I can see that.
I don't know, but perusing your schedule, I would give them the benefit of the doubt of winning their league. Their conference schedule is probably the easiest one. Fresno at home, New Mexico at home, Boise at home. They do have to go to San Jose State, but they got everything they want at home. Nevada at home. They get everybody at home. And so they get off week before they play Fresno at home.
But, I mean, I personally think that Boise State would be the most likely team to make a BCS bowl game this year. And I firmly do think that I'm given a good 50% chance that they'll make a BCS bowl game. But if BSU doesn't make it and somehow they don't win the conference, I would put Fresno State up there. I would put San Diego State up there.
Whoever wins the league. If they're 11, yeah. 12-1, they're going to – because look what happened last year with Northern Illinois and Jordan Lynch. They beat Kent State in the title game. 12-1, they lost to what, Iowa State week 1 or something like that.
No, exactly.
Made the BCS bowl game because the American. Well, this year could be a little more difficult because Louisville should be a really good team, and the top 16 rule probably won't be in place. But I still think if you're 12-1, if you're a 12-1 San Diego State team, your only loss is at Ohio State, who's probably number 1 or number 2. That's perfectly fine. And Boise State, their only loss is to Washington or Fresno. That's perfectly fine, but they're going to have to be top 12 because the American still gets their automatic bid for the last cycle of BCS.
Right, yeah.
And did you see about Boise's offense? Charles Leno says it's going to be explosive this year, offensive lineman Mr. Leno.
I believe that. And it's that kind of thing that he's
Homer.
Homer, yeah. It's not, you know, he can't get in trouble for saying that kind of stuff.
Obviously, he's offensive lineman. Their offensive line, they sent what, Ryan Clady, Nate Potter, a handful of guys to NFL. Their offensive line is going to be better this year. They just got to worry about a running back and Geraldo.
No, they don't have to worry about a running back. They don't have to worry about a running back. They have to worry about
a little bit.
Wait, you think there's nobody behind Ajayi?
What if happens? Yeah, what if he goes down? He's not a big guy. He's not like Doug Martin or DJ Harper. I'm just saying, it's not. You got to have a decent backup. At least do 20% of the carries.
Look, and he's not
proven himself either. He was a backup last year and played, 40% of the time.
Yeah.
That's my only concern. It's not like you're returning a guy who 1,200 yards coming to be a junior or senior. Like, you know what I mean? Just like, look what New Mexico has. That's a set running situation. Or San Diego State has Adam Wayma. That's set. Boise State, we know who it is, but as for production-wise, we're pretty confident. I'm not going to go 100%. It's set. We're good to go. We're no issues. I'm very confident, but it's not as good as a situation as San Diego State or New Mexico. That could change in week 3, though.
Yeah.
Just figure it out. I'm just right now. It's pretty certain, but still, there's always question marks.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. Anything else? There's probably something else I want to talk about.
Digital network. You know what? I'm gonna go into the fun stuff of media days.
What's that?
Uniforms.
Oh yes, uniforms. Yeah.
Uniforms.
Fashion show.
Fashion show.
Where's Tim Gunn?
Boise State has a very, 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 very slight tweak to their helmets, and basically it's the change of helmet. It's not even the change of uniform.
It's just a smaller Bronco and a lacrosse style helmet. That's it.
Yeah, Nevada. They have their Nevada. They have their white helmets, which we knew about a long time ago. But I guess I hope they have a whiteout game. But they this should. Is kind of. Yeah.
They'll have their uniform released on their women's clinic, like the Football 101, on August 2nd. That's when they'll release the uniform. That white helmet's not an alternate. It's their permanent helmet. The blue would be an alternate this year.
Yeah. But this is actually what I'm really excited for, because we speculated what the blackout would look like. Now we know, thanks to Uniwatch.
Uniwatch, yes.
So I'm going to...
Fresno State we're referring to. I don't think we mentioned the school, but Fresno State.
Yeah, this is Fresno State. And this is Fresno State's blackout. And
I like the black helmet. That's good.
I think it's more of a charcoal helmet, in my opinion. I don't think it's true black. I think
is
the black
it a mate,
and silver.
Mate helmet, is that why?
No, it's not a... Is it a matte?
Nah,
I guess it is.
No, it
I
looks
guess, I guess
glossy. It, put it up again and start talking.
It looks a little bit more glossy than matte.
Yeah, that's why I wasn't sure. Yeah, okay. You're right.
They use the angry, just the face of the bulldog. It's kind of cool, but I'm not a huge fan of that. I don't know. I think I would have liked to see something a little bit more crisper. The actual uniform, though, so we go past the helmet. Let's look at, the uniform. I actually like the uniform itself. They kind of have a new word mark of Fresno State across over here, and it's a little bit different. It looks similar to Oregon State's font, but it still is different for Oregon State's. The numbering has changed a little, but really it's a really sharp look with the all black, but it's I guess you would call this silver or gray.
Gray probably. I'd say gray. It's pretty basic, but that's fine. But basic is good sometimes.
Right. Well, and when you're going for an all blackout, you want to use as little accents as possible.
Yeah, and being kind of under the arm area. And then, yeah, that's what we kind of got for. We actually, that's our uniform watch. Did you see our Twitter question we received this evening?
Yes.
From My Dog's So Cool, or My Dog's Cool.
My Dog's Cool.
It basically said, many folks say in Fresno and BCS game this year, what percentage do you give it and the most underrated team in Mountain West? I assume that's a separate question. Like, the most underrated team in MWBC, I'm assuming that's if we're going not Fresno, I'm assuming, but I'd go with, my pick would be Wyoming, most likely you, Nevada. Or would you go New Mexico, as underrated since they're last in the league? Or basically last.
I think this is two separate questions. I think, first of all, is what percentage do you give of Fresno making a BCS bowl game? And what is the most underrated team in the Mountain West? I think those are two separate questions. So I guess my first answer would be, what percentage do I give Fresno State being in a BCS bowl game? I would actually give them a 15% chance.
15?
15.
5-0?
No, 1-5.
Why is that? But yet you give Boise 50% earlier.
Okay, so then it would be higher. So 35%. So if I give Boise State a 50% chance of making a BCS bowl game, I'm giving Fresno State a 35% chance. And then the 25 is kind of just split off of there.
The field.
But I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to give them a 35% chance.
Because outside of the Mountain, like any team outside, who would be that big? Northern Illinois is probably the only team that makes sense.
Northern Illinois does not have the personnel to repeat.
I'm just saying they did last year. And he's a pretty good quarterback, makes some plays. They're a name team, which that helps a little bit. But anybody outside, there's nobody in Conference USA. Louisiana Tech, maybe if they put up some big numbers, they get the extra game for playing the title game. If they get there, Tulsa has always put up some good numbers as an offensive team.
But I mean, we talked about this in terms of Fresno State's non-conference. They have
that
schedule.
Correct. Yes, I forget about that.
They have the schedule. They've got Rutgers opening up at Rutgers, and they're at Colorado. And then they play Cal Poly, which is, by the way, a very good FCS team. Made the FCS playoffs.
Big Sky. They were the Big Sky. Narrowly, they lost, because I did the preview for them, lost to Division I FCS runner-up San Houston State by 2 points.
Yeah, and that was in the quarterfinals, right?
No. Second round.
Second round, yeah.
Which is maybe quarterfinals, I'm not exactly sure, but I know they got to buy.
It's before the quarter. And then they play at Idaho, I mean, which should be a win. Their non-conference schedule has a couple tough and then, you know, a couple, you know, things.
Rutgers, that's it, just Rutgers.
Rutgers and Colorado. I'm giving Colorado because they have Mike McIntyre. And see,
yeah, but
this
did
is
you not see the news Colorado lost like 3 quarterbacks the past month?
I guess. Okay.
One's going to go play basketball somewhere.
Fine. But, I mean, that being said, they have the schedule even more than Boise State to go into.
I'm going to give them a 50. Here's the thing. I'm conflicted with this because I give them a higher percentage in Boise State because they get Boise at home in that first game. And you got to give home field a benefit, something there. And then they also, outside of the schedule, the rest of their schedule, they got to go to San Diego State and not that. And San Jose State. So they do have a couple, but their home field is whatever. Nothing spectacular, but it's away from Fresno, but it's also down the road, essentially. You know what I mean? Pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I was thinking about this the other day. Anytime Fresno's had a good team, they've never been able to back up the pressure. Don't you recall when David Carr, Fresno's top 10 undefeated, going to be the before Utah, busted BCS, Boise State's fringe ranked team right about there. They got ran off the field at home. And they've only beaten Boise State once. I think 2005 is the last time they've beaten them. So anytime they've had expectations, they've just fallen flat. And that's why I'm concerned about giving them a good percentage to make it. I would think by who they have coming back and what their schedule looks like, give them a bet, and where they host Boise, they'd give them a better chance than them. But anytime they've had it, but it's also a new head coach as well, so it's not Pat Hill.
So I'm giving it a 35% chance, and you're giving it a what?
Better than 50, just over 50%.
Just over 50%, okay.
Because I'm leaning more toward them to winning the league anyways than Boise. It's pretty close, but I'd give them a slight edge just because the home game. I just think it's going to matter this year, I guess.
Right. Also,
we didn't do the media network. We kind of skipped over that after you mentioned it, the digital network.
Yeah. Well, let's finish the Twitter question. That so then, it. most underrated team.
Oh yeah. What do you think? I'm going with Wyoming. I guess
I'm going with New Mexico.
Well, as for underrated, okay, here's one. I think I'll agree with you. As for underrated by the votes in the media poll, I'll go New Mexico. My surprise team could be Wyoming, but underrated. I think New Mexico is going to be overlooked by some people. That they are going to prove it. That they are a team this year.
Yeah.
So as for the digital network, they got 5 games on there, and apparently it's free, so you don't have to worry about paying any money.
Woo! It's
free, so you don't have to say you're a subscriber to DirecTV Dish Network or whatever, or that's just something separate, but it's 3 UNLV games. The biggest game on there is Fresno at Wyoming, which is could be a big game. I think it could be better than the rest of them because they're San Diego State, Eastern Illinois, UNLV Central Michigan, UNLV and whoever I'm trying to pull it up here. But there's just 5 games right now. But the big deal is all the games on Root Sports, which you kind of knew anyways, they're going to be on this same digital network as well. So, and reading their press release, it sounds like Root Sports, Rocky Mountain, and Northwest will carry the 10 games that have been announced recently. Northwest might be an alternate, depending what the who knows what's going on, because the Pac-12 is now the Pac-12 Network and Fox Sports 1, essentially.
Right.
But basically, it sounds like if you don't get the game in your area, you can get it online. And you, like I kind of mentioned before, like if you have the ESPN3, you don't have to say I subscribe to Comcast or Xfinity or Charter or whoever Verizon to get it. It sounds like you go to the Campus Insider website or wherever it is, you can watch the game right there. And so that's huge. I don't know how much money it'll bring in, but that's a pretty big deal to be able to watch those games that aren't Root Sports anywhere.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of a big deal, I guess. And I don't think there's any more games that will be announced on TV. There could be more in the digital network, perhaps they mentioned, but I don't really think any more will be. Here's the schedule really quick. The other ones for UNLV, San Jose State at UNLV, UNLV at Fresno. And so that's what we got there, essentially. Was there anything else we should discuss for media days, or that kind of get through all the news and tidbits of whatever?
No. You all should buy T-shirts.
Oh, yeah, buy T-shirts, yeah.
No, okay, so I have a story about this. So,
Did you wear a T-shirt on vacation?
I did. My father and I both wore our T-shirts on vacation. I will put a picture up eventually, because we took matching shots. He actually had the Hawaii T-shirt, and I had my Boise State T-shirt, so we actually blended very well. But it was funny, because originally we wore it separate days. So we were walking around town, and like I said, I'm not going to reveal the location where we were, but somebody asked us, so what's a Mountain West connection? That's a really cool shirt. Where'd you get that? Awesome. And we were my dad's like, my son designed this T-shirt. He works for a blog. Oh, wait, what kind of sport is that? So obviously, that should give you a hint that we were not in America. But, they are very clean, very crisp shirts. And
we make a paper champion shirt for Boise State?
We do need to make that shirt. I will start working on it.
I just thought about that today. We need like a preseason champ or something like that.
Preseason champion. that's our Mountain West title already.
We could have another. We have one writer. We added the writer who lives in the UK, I believe now, or somewhere. The guy, you know, what I'm talking about, the guy who's going to do Wyoming stuff, but
I actually don't know. Thanks for telling me now.
Sorry, there's a lot of stuff. When you were gone, there were some additions to the staff.
I bet you we ran into him and he probably stared at our shirt. Actually, yeah, so that was another place. So I was wearing my shirt another day and the waiter stopped me. He's like, oh, that's Mountain West Connection.
What are you doing out here? There's no mountains.
Yeah, he's like, oh, that's kind of cool. They got mountains there and they got cacti with it.
All right.
Anyway, go to the store. We're going to get the shirts, buy some stuff.
Yeah, check them out over Game Day Depot. We got some links on our countdown. I put want a T-shirt. Obviously, you mean yes and click the link. we're gonna design. I promised a while ago. We're gonna get some preseason champs or some random stuff where it's generic on there. But
annual championship game, Boise State versus whoever.
Yeah, we gotta do that. That's definitely a good one. So. I guess that wraps up for tonight. This is we'll be back doing these once a week or so. So send in the questions. We'll probably do them Wednesday or Thursday night. We've got our podcast. We're doing San Diego State this Sunday night. So
yes,
we have a guest lined up already. So we're good for that. And media days is over. Wish I could have been in Vegas. Would have been cool to meet some people, but
no, I do not wish that I was in Vegas in the middle of July.
Well, it's indoors, man.
I don't care. What happens if the air conditioning breaks down? It's happened before.
Sorry. What? I don't know what to tell you.
I'll see you in hell.
You're already there.
You're already there.
It's already hot enough. But all right, so everybody, thanks for hanging in with us for about an hour. And just, keep checking out mwcconnection.com. Check out the store. Check out writing. Football is 1 month away. So that's awesome.